Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley. Tonight we're going to be having 3 hours of music with musicians who were born in and or nurtured in Pittsburgh. And one of the things that I've said is that there's always an institution where a lot of them go that trains them early on in their careers, and this is no exception. The Westinghouse High School in Pittsburgh turned out many of these musicians. And we're going to hear such musicians as Earl Hines and Dodo Marmarosa and Errol Garner because it is a piano player's town. So a lot of great piano players have come out of Pittsburgh, and we will be hearing about 8 of them, I think. So stick around for Pittsburghers following NPR News. I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the first hour of Jazz Unlimited and our show on Pittsburghers. And we're going to start with Earl Hines, a great pianist who was born and raised in the suburbs of Pittsburgh. He mainly made his name in Chicago, but he had a big band for a long time that was quite popular. And we're going to hear his theme song with his big band and its Deep Forest. The Earl Hines Band of 1932 right here on Jazz Unlimited doing his theme song Deep Forest. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me tonight on Jazz Unlimited and our show on Pittsburgh musicians, which we call Pittsburghers. And we have Dodo Marmarosa and Errol Garner and Mary Lou Williams coming up, so please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we've got some more things having to do with Earl Hines. The first one is a very famous tune of his called My Monday Date. It was made during the Louis Armstrong Hot 5 days, but this one is a piano solo recorded in 1956. And then we're going to hear the Earl Hines Band with another Pittsburgher, and that's vocalist Billy Eckstine, and big hit for the band and for Billy, called Jelly Jelly. And the arrangement for this was known as a head arrangement. In other words, the musicians kind of figured out the riffs and everything behind the singer, but never wrote anything down. Then we're going to hear Smooth Sailing, a Lucky Thompson quartet recorded in 1948. And the pianist here is Dodo Marmarosa and Ray Brown is a bassist, both Pittsburghers. Thompson is on tenor and Jackie Mills is on drums. Thank you.
had to call you on the phone. Hello, baby, I had to call you on the phone. 'Cause I feel so lonesome, and daddy wants his baby home. It's a downright rotten, low down, dirty shame. It's a downright rotten, low down, dirty shame. The way you're treating poor me, I know I'm not to blame. Jelly, 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 jelly stays on my mind. Jelly, 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 jelly stays on my mind. Jelly roll killed my pappy, it run my mammy stone
listening to Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for joining me tonight on our show called Pittsburghers. musicians from Pittsburgh, either born or nurtured there. And we heard a set of three. First one was My Monday Date, Earl Hines on piano from 1956. Then Jelly Jelly, the Earl Hines Band with Billy Eckstein, both Pittsburghers, doing that 1940 hit for Earl Hines. And then Lucky Thompson and his quartet with Dodo Marmarosa on piano and Ray Brown on bass, doing Smooth Sailing, recorded in 1948. We've got Errol Garner, Barry Galbraith, and Roy Eldridge coming up, so please stay tuned. And now we have a set of three following the station break. First and third feature vocalist Maxine Sullivan. The first one is Loch Lomond, big hit for her in 1937. She's the Pittsburgher. And then the last one is If I Had a Ribbon Bow, and she's accompanied there by the John Kirby Sextet in 1940. In between is another Dodo Marmarosa recording, and this is Why Was I Born, a trio with Thomas Mandris on bass and Joe Wallace on drums, and Dodo is the pianist.
I'll take the low road, but I'll be in Scotland enough for you. But me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. By yon bonny bank and by yon bonny bay, where the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond, where me and my true love were ever wont to gaze on the bonny, bonny bank of Loch Lomond. Oh, you'll take the high road and I'll take the low road. I'll be in Scotland enough for you. But me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond.
Thank you.
and a gown of calico that I could wear. I'd surely get a sweetheart, a prince or a king, a palace home where I would have everything. If I had a ribbon bow to tie my hair, this old world could come and go, I wouldn't care. I'd stay up in my castle, and I'd always wear a ribbon bow so fine to tie my hair all the livelong day. To the Lord above me, all I do is pray for someone. If I had a ribbon bow all nice and clean, I could be a princess or a fairy queen. Prince Charming then would court me, his love he would swear. If I had a ribbon bow to tie my hair. What she wanted from this world was not of gems or gold. Her wishes were quite plain, as you will see. For often she would simply make this plea all the livelong day to the Lord above me. All I do is pray for someone. If I had a ribbon bow all nice and clean, I could be a princess or a fairy queen. Prince Charming then would court me, his love he would swear. If I had a ribbon bow, a pretty little ribbon bow, Prince Charming then would court me, his love he would swear. If I had ribbon bow to tie my hair.
That was a set of three right here on Jazz Unlimited. The first one was Maxine Sullivan's Loch Lomond from 1937 with a group with Frankie Newton and Claude Thornhill. Then Why Was I Born? The Dodo Marmarosa Trio, with Thomas Mandris on bass and Joe Wallace on drums. And then finally, Pittsburgher Maxine Sullivan was heard again on vocal on If I Had a Ribbon Bow, accompanied by the John Kirby Sextet in 1940. We've got the St. Louis band led by George Hudson, who was raised in Pittsburgh, at the top of the second hour. And we're also going to hear Stanley Turrentine with Gene Harris. So please stay tuned. Now we've got one called Autumn Leaves, done by the Errol Garner Trio. Garner is another Pittsburgh pianist, with Eddie Calhoun on bass and Denzel Best on drums. Recorded in 1955 at Carmel, California. Very famous recording called Concert by the Sea. And then one called My Lord's Calling from a recording called The Alabama Concerto. And this is Art Farmer on trumpet, Cannonball Adderley on alto, John Benson Brooks on piano, Barry Galbraith, a Pittsburgher, on guitar, and Milt Hinton on bass. Recorded in 1958. Thank you.
Thank you.
We heard two things there by Pittsburghers. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me tonight on Jazz Unlimited. The first one was Pittsburgher Errol Garner on piano with Autumn Leaves, recorded live at Carmel, California in 1955 with Eddie Calhoun on bass and Denzel Best on drums. And then Pittsburgh guitarist Barry Galbraith was heard on My Lord's Calling with Art Farmer on trumpet, Cannonball Adderley on alto, John Benson Brooks on piano, and Milt Hinton on bass. We've got the George Hudson Band, Stanley Turrentine, Billy Strayhorn singing Lush Life, and Sonny Clark, another Pittsburgh pianist, coming up. So please stay tuned. And we have a station break now. And following the break, we're going to hear first The Heat's On with Roy Eldridge, a Pittsburgher, on trumpet, Dizzy Gillespie also on trumpet, Oscar Peterson piano, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown again on bass, and Louis Belson on drums. And then we will hear Sanctified Samba with George Benson, the Pittsburgher, on guitar, Red Holloway on tenor, Brother Jack McDuff on organ, and Joe Dukes on drums. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and that set of two closed the first hour of our show on Jazz Unlimited on Pittsburghers. We heard Dizzy Gillespie and the Pittsburgher Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Oscar Peterson piano, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown, another Pittsburgher on bass, and Louis Belson on drums. On the Heat's On in 1954, then George Benson with the Brother Jack McDuff group did Sanctified Samba. Brother Jack McDuff on organ, Red Holloway on tenor, and Joe Dukes on drums. Please stay tuned for the George Hudson Band and Stanley Turrentine with the Three Sounds. And that will be coming your way on Jazz Unlimited following the station break.